All right. You guys can all go ahead and be seated. You're already all seated. You already sat down before I even got a chance to tell you. Wow, this is off to a good start. Now, it's been a long time. I used to teach children's Bible stories all the time, but that was like 8 years ago. So it's been a long time, but I'm excited to try to do it again. But you'll have to help me if I start going off track. And so we're going to tell the story, and we're going to tell the Bible story, and there's going to be questions. So I'm going to have some questions for the little kids. So the little kids are going to be those that are 5 and younger. So if you're 3, 4, and 5, those are the questions for you. And some of the questions are going to be for the bigger kids. So if you are between 6 and 11 or 12, those are the questions for you. And the adults need to pay attention too, because there's going to be some questions for the teenagers and the adults. So if you're 13 on up, those are the questions for you. And then some questions will just be for anyone who wants to answer them. So I'm going to ask questions, but before you blurt the answer out, you have to make sure it's a question for you, and you raise your hand, and I'll point at you, and you can see if you can answer it. And you'll have to answer nice and loud, because we don't all have microphones, and we're all pretty spread out. Now, let's start with a word of prayer, and let me get these mic cords out of the way so I don't do anything bad with them. Father, I come before you. I thank you for this opportunity to teach your word. I pray that you would be glorified in all we do and say. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So our generations curriculum goes for 3 years, and we finished the 3rd year, so that means we are all the way back at the beginning. Really at the beginning, because we're in the first chapter of the Bible, and the first chapter of the Bible starts with in the beginning. So if you have a Bible, open to Genesis 1. It will not be hard to find because it's the first page. And it starts like this. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. In the beginning, there was nothing. There was no space, there were no planets, there was no dirt, there were no stars, there was nothing at all. Can you imagine that? There was nothing that you could look at. There was only God, because God has always been there. But in the beginning, there was nothing else besides God. And the rest of our story tells how God, who was in the beginning, God who has always been there, created everything that we see and everything that is that we can't see. And what we're going to learn, how many of you have ever had a hard time remembering the 7 days of creation? How many of you had a little hard time with that? I have a hard time remembering lists. I remember some things well, but I have a hard time remembering lists of things. And I always had a hard time, even when I was an adult, remembering the 7 days of creation and what happened on each day. But there's a special pattern in the days of creation that can help us to remember what God created on each day. And I'm going to teach you that pattern, and it's going to help you to remember it. On days 1 through 3, God created 3 different spaces. And on days 4 through 6, God filled up the spaces that he had made in the same order that he had created them. So I've got a question for one of the little kids. Who created everything that is? Chloe? God created everything it is. That everything that is. And I've got a question for anyone who wants to answer it. Was God created? No, God was not created. In fact, let's just do it like that. It's going to take too much time if I have to look for everyone to say the answer. And this is generations. This is not like church where it has to be sort of formal and all that. So if you're going to answer the question, just shout the answer out. And that way we'll get through this quicker and it'll be more fun as well. And so let's read about the first day, which starts in verse 3. So in the beginning, God created everything that is. And now the book of Genesis is going to tell us how God created everything that is. He's going to tell us all the things that God created. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. Do you know before God created the light, there had been nothing to look at, nothing to see, because there was only God? But now there was light, and God saw the light, and God said that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Now we create with our hands. How many of you have made a craft? You get wood, and you make a fort out, and you get sticks, and you put them together, and you make a fort out in the woods. Or you get modeling clay or Play-Doh, and you make something. No one can quite tell what it is when most of us make something. But we can shape the clay, and we can make something, and we can say, look at this something that I have made. That's what happens when I do it. Everyone's like, is that a rhinoceros? No, it's a dog. Anyway, that's what happens when I try to make stuff with my hand. So I can't even make stuff with my hand very well. But God doesn't need to shape stuff with his hands. God just speaks his word and things happen. That's how powerful our God is. And though there are 6 days of creation, this is really neat. Okay, adults, pay attention to this. There are 10 times in this story of creation that the Bible says God said. So God speaks 10 times in 6 days to create everything that is. So on the first day, God created day and night. God's creating outer space out there. That's what God's creating. He's creating the space for the day and the space for the night. And on the fourth day, God's going to create something to fill that space, to rule over that space. So what did God create on the first day? Day and night. Let's all, when I say what did God create on the first or second day, everybody answer if you know. Day and night.
Day and night.
What did God create on the first day?
Day and night.
Day and night. Now, I've got a question for the older kids, and you might have to think about this one. Who is? So God's creating with his speech, with his word. Who is the word of God? Rudy?
Bible.
The Bible's the word of God, but who is the word of God? Jesus is God's word. Jesus is the living word of God. And you know, is there another book of the Bible? Here's a question for the adults. What's the only other book of the Bible that starts with in the beginning? John's gospel. In the beginning was the word. That's Jesus. That's God's son, Jesus. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. So when God speaks, Jesus is there. And remember, the Spirit of God is moving on the waters. So you have God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit all there at creation. Now, I've got a question for the adults. Now, I mentioned that in the 6 days of creation, we hear God said 10 times. Is there any other place in the Old Testament? Now, this is something you'll have to remember from some preaching and teaching that we've done before. Is there any other place where we hear about God saying 10 words? Is that ringing any other bell? Where do we find 10 words? And maybe some of you kids will remember this because we've talked about this a lot of times. Great. The 10 commandments in Hebrew, the 10 commandments are the 10 words. And there's a strong connection between them and the creation story. And so on the first day, what did God create? Day and night. And on the second day, God makes the sky and the sea. So we're going to start our reading in verse 6. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters. Now, firmament is kind of a hard word. And we're not going to try to figure out exactly what the firmament was. But you know what we do know? We know what the firmament did. And what the firmament did was it created a sky and sea. It's separated between the waters on our planet and the water that's up in the air. And so when it's, and so verse 7, and God made the firmament. And what did this firmament do? It divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven or the sky. And the evening and the morning were the second day. And so on the second day, God created the sky and the sea. He separated the waters so that there was a sky up there that you could look at and a sea on the earth. So what did God create on the second day? And the sea. And on the third day, God created the land and the plants. So we've created two spaces so far. We've got day and night. We've got sky and sea. And now God's going to create some dirt. And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together under one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. Remember, God had already separated the waters in the sky from the waters in the sky from the waters which were on the earth, creating the sky up above and the oceans down below. Now he gathers the waters together so that the dry land appears. And then he fills that land with plants so that animals and people can live on it. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the third day. So God creates the land. All the dirt that you see, God creates that. And then God creates plants. Lots and lots of plants all over the earth. So what did God create on the third day?
Plants.
And what else? Land and plants on the third day. So now God has created three spaces. On the first day, he made? On the second day, he made? And on the third day, he made? The land and the plants. And now that he has these three spaces all ready to go, he's going to put creatures in those spaces that are going to bring him glory. And so he goes in order. We have a very orderly God. So he created three spaces, and then he fills those three spaces in the same order that he created them. So what space do you think he filled up first? Well, somebody else said it. Day and night. So let's look at verse 14. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven. What were these lights for? They were to divide the day from the night. So we had day and night on day one. We get day and night again on day four. And let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made two great lights. The greater light to rule the day. What do we call the greater light that rules the day? We call it the sun, don't we? Why didn't God call it the sun in Genesis? Do you have any idea? We'll talk about that in a second. Think about it. And the lesser light to rule the night. What do we normally call that? We call it the moon. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth and to rule over the day and over the night and to divide the light from the darkness. Oh, and he made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth and to rule over the day and over the night and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day. So on the fourth day, God created the sun and the moon and the stars to rule over, to fill up, to be creatures to give God glory in the day and in the night. Now, I'm going to tell you a little secret. Do you know how people don't all believe in the Bible in our day? And people say, I don't trust the Bible. I want to do it my own way. Well, when the Bible was first written, Not everybody trusted the true God. For thousands of years, people have believed false gods, and it used to be, and still in some places of the world, people worship the sun, and they worship the moon, and they think that they're gods that they can trust in. And so when God talked about the creation, he didn't even say the sun and the moon. He just said the greater light and the lesser light, because God is the only God that's even worth talking about. And he made everything that there is. And now that the day and the night were filled with creatures for God's glory, on the fifth day, so we've got day one, two, three, four. Now we're on day five. On the fifth day, he created birds and fish to fly in the sky and to swim in the sea. So remember, on day two, he made a sky and a sea. Now on day five, he's going to fill up the sky and the sea. Verse 20, and God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that hath life, and fowl that may fly above, or birds that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. So God created birds, and God created great whales, and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let fowl multiply in the earth. And the evening and the morning were the fifth day. So what did God create on the fifth day? Birds and fish. He created birds and fish to fill the sky and sea. Now that God had filled up the day and the night and filled up the sky and the sea, what did he have left to fill with creatures for his glory? That's what he's going to create. But where do animals live? On the dry land. Animals live on the dry land. And so now we're coming to day six, where God is going to fill up the dry land with creatures for his glory. Verse 24, and God said, let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping thing, and beasts of the earth after his kind. And it was so. And God made the beasts of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. God made all the animals, and he made them for his glory to fill up the dry land. And now there were creatures to glorify God up in the day and the night, out in outer space. There was the sun and the moon and the stars. And there were creatures to glorify God up in the sky. There were birds flying their wings up in the sky. And there were fish waving their tails, swimming through the sea. And there were lions and tigers and bears, oh my, all over the earth. And it was all good. But there was a problem. What do you think the problem was?
People.
Well, there weren't people, but why would you need people? You got all those animals, and they're all good. What's missing?
Clothes?
Well, we'll talk about that one next week, next time. But without people, what did all those creatures not have? They didn't have a... They didn't have a name. That's true. That's a good thought. They didn't have a boss. There was no one in charge of them. It was like a car with no driver. What good is a car if nobody can drive it? Not much good. Doesn't go anywhere. Doesn't do what it's supposed to do. What good is a plane without a pilot? It doesn't fly. What good is a parade without someone to tell it where to go? They're all kind of stuck, huh? Wandering people, and there were a bunch of animals, but there was no one to rule over the animals. There was no one to rule over God's creation. God was in charge of everything, but God wanted there to be someone who would represent him, someone to be in charge of the birds and the fish and the animals. And God made someone to be in charge of the birds and the fish and the animals. Verse 26, and God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them, so man isn't just man like men, it's mankind. Man and women are both in the image of God, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, have dominion. That means let's make somebody to be in charge of all the animals. That's what God's saying. Let's make somebody to be in charge of all the animals and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Boys and girls are both made in God's image, and they're both made very good. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so. And so now God created people to rule over the world that he had made, so that people could make sure that everything that God made glorified him. Man was supposed to be. How many of you have ever seen a symphony? Some of you? Well, what do you have if you have a symphony or if you have a marching band? What do you have leading the symphony or the band? Does anyone know? A conductor. And that was the job that God gave to Adam and Eve, to be like the conductors of a symphony, because God had created creatures to fill all the spaces that he had made, and they were all supposed to glorify the Creator, and man was supposed to be the conductor leading things so that God got all the glory. And when man was ruling over everything, God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. So what did God create on the sixth day?
Men and women.
Men and women and animals. Animals and people. He created animals and people on the sixth day to live on the earth. And now everything was done, not just good, but very good. Do you think God was tired after creating everything? No, God doesn't get tired. But God wanted to set us an example so we would know we work, we work, we work, and then we rest. And we work some more, and then we rest. So God wanted to set an example of for us that we should rest. And so we find in chapter 2 and verse 1, thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. God created everything that is. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. Now, on the seventh day, God ended his work. I've got a question. Maybe one of you older children or adults. So we've got day 1, day 2, day 3, day 4, day 5, day 6, day 7. What's something God did on the first day of the week? What happens on the first day of the week in the New Testament? Does anybody have any idea? Well, that was the first day, but in the New Testament, Chloe? No. Anyone else? Let's have an older kid, maybe. What? I heard somebody say it. No, on the first day in the New Testament, what does God do on the first day of the week? Jesus rose again from the dead. John chapter 20, the first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, and she saw that Jesus was with him. And so when Jesus rose again from the dead, it makes a big point of saying it's the first day of the week. And do you know why it makes a point of that? Because it's the beginning of the new creation. And every time a boy or a girl or a man or a woman repent of their sins and believe in Jesus, God speaks light into their heart. And he says, let there be light in the heart of that boy or that girl that is believing in me. And he brings you in to the new creation. So what did God do on the seventh day? He rested. So let's review a little bit and then we'll be done and move on to the next thing. So God created everything. And when he was done, everything was very good. So before we finish, let's have some review questions. So I've got some questions for the children that are 5 and younger. Who created the heavens and the earth?
God.
I think you can say that a little louder. There's more 5 and unders than that. Who created the heavens and the earth?
God
created the heavens and the earth. How did God create the heavens and the earth? He created them with his
power.
With his power, with his word. Can you say, God created with his word? God created with his word. Now I've got some questions for the older children. And if you younger ones know these, you can say the answer too. Who is the word of God?
Jesus
is the word of God. On what day did God call his creation very good? On the sixth day when he created mankind to rule over it. Can you say on the sixth day? Now I've got some questions for you adults and teenagers. How many times does "and God said" appear in the creation story? 10 times. And why was the sun and moon described as the greater light and the lesser light? Because God's the only God and the idols aren't even worth naming.